Where do you see, if at all, bevacizumab fitting in non-protocol therapy right now of ovarian cancer?
Well, it's interesting because there was just a trial that was activated in the recurrent setting, and it's at the IRBs right now and hasn't opened yet, and it should be opening shortly, but there have been no patients enrolled to date, and that's GOG 213. So this particular trial is complex in that they're trying to answer two questions, and this is in platinum-sensitive patients. So these are recurrent platinum-sensitive patients with ovarian cancer. First question they're trying to answer is, should you take these patients back to the operating room or not and re-debulk them? So there's that portion of it.
Randomized?
Interesting. So you say whether you think the patient's a, quote, candidate for the surgery or not a candidate. If the patient is a candidate and they go in the yes category, they're then randomized to surgery or no surgery. But as you very quickly pointed out, there's a problem there because there's some selection bias that could obviously go
I think
into
there's a
that.
problem about getting people to agree to that.
That's right.
I mean, this is having an operation or not.
That's right. So there's certainly some issues
And
there.
people going on that study?
Well, we'll find
Oh,
out
it's just
very
getting
shortly. And
started.
then the second question that's being asked is, what's the role of bevacizumab in that setting? And they're giving carboplatin paclitaxel with Bev, with maintenance Bev, until progression. So there's not even an endpoint to the Bev in that particular trial. So that's the question that's being answered.
That's the lung thing. It's exactly what happened in lung.
Exactly.
And it worked.
Right.